the same degree of threat. It's two different types of threats. So ISIS was posing this threat of, you know, a popular movement amongst radical jihadists and could recruit people to do self-motivated acts of terror in their home countries, including the United States. That's a huge threat for us. ISIS probably is not at the state where they could move people and materials to a place to conduct a terrorist act.
So the groups are different with distinctions. So what separates ISIL from Khorasan Group?
We call it Khorasan. It is really Al-Qaeda, and there's really no difference. The name that was attached to it by external forces. That's not what they necessarily call themselves. And so what you see happening is a cell of Al-Qaeda that was experienced and savvy enough and working below the radar to be able to pull off an event. That's why people were so concerned about it. And knowing what we knew with all the chatter in Al-Qaeda saying, hey, we need to get going here. We need to put some points on the board, if you will, because ISIS is gaining some traction here. In the minds of many jihadists, we need to get some points on the board. All of that pressure led, I think, our intelligence services to come to the conclusion, hey, these guys are very dangerous, very skilled. We better do something about it.
A number of Khorasan's key leaders have been killed. How does that impact the organization?
Yes, they continue to be dangerous. One guy does not take out that cell. It does degrade it, and I think it's an important part of that. And hopefully they'll have more success here in the very near future.
Former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, J.J. Green, WTOP News.